smartphone, DSTV channel 856 and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
So if you are a business owner, small business owner, you're an entrepreneur, and you have learned some interesting lessons during this period of COVID-19 and, of course, the lockdown, please send us an email, rufilo@702.co.za, or send a text on 31702, because we'd love to hear from you. We've been sharing these stories for about 3 months now on the Small Business Wellness Check-In, and just finding out from, you know, people that have managed to keep the lights on as far as business goes, even people that have failed to keep the lights on, you know, some of those hard lessons, those takeaways that they've gleaned during this time of operating under conditions that I don't think anyone imagined they'd ever have to. So one of those entrepreneurs is Dumisa Chedi, the founder of House of Zuri. Her story, of course, is a little different because the lockdown and this pandemic was exactly when her business was started. So very happy to welcome to the show Dumi Setsedi. Dumi, hello.
Hey, Fila, how are you?
I am fantastic, but you know what? It's not about me. It is all about you. I want to know where you got the nerve, the audacity, more like the courage, to start a plus-size brand during a global pandemic. Talk to me about that.
So, Rufila, so just by introduction, Dumi Setsedi, born and raised in Soweto, one of five kids, mom to two boys, awesome friend and cousin, and a creative and conversationalist who loves, you know, the company of friends, or people, rather. The nerve to venture into a business during a pandemic. I left corporate, so I've been an investment banker for quite a while, an HR professional in investment banking. And I decided to go venture into business.
Yeah.
But what then happened was that I was going to start like a nail bar, hair salon, etc. But during that period, we couldn't, revamp, etc. So I had to quickly reinvent what I was going to do because I was not going to sit around and wait for the pandemic to end. So I then ventured into statement T-shirts. And, I mean, I've been looking for a manufacturer for swimwear for plus-size women for over 5 years.
My goodness.
But all of a sudden, you know, things just started happening. I found a manufacturer, and the ball started rolling.
Lovely. And tell me what considerations you had to take into account or why you were specifically seeking out a manufacturer for plus-size swimwear, right? What are the considerations that you basically are aware of for the plus-size segment of the market?
Of the market. So I think two problem statements, Rufilo. One, as a plus-size female myself with a 38 double D breast, I struggled a lot to find supportive swimwear that was functional and beautiful. You know, it's either black or red or whatever. And I wanted Lumo pink, Lumo red, you know, Lumo green.
Yes.
You know, amazing colors. So it was the functionality of having swimwear that was bra-like that helped the TTs up there, you know. And then the second one was for the prudish plus-size woman, I also developed alternative swimwear quite a long time ago. And people would ask me, who developed this thing for you? How did you make this thing? And that's how I started then making stuff, you know, for quite a number of people and then branched out, you know, quite recently.
So the business
on a much broader scale.
The business is called House of Zuri. Yeah?
Correct.
And so within that is that line called Uhuru, which is that fully capped swimwear that you finally developed. And talk to me about the uptake so far. Are other ladies as excited about this as you imagined they would be?
So lots of ladies very excited about it. Quite a number of people who are saying, but why is there no 32 double D? You know, and I said, guys, I'm starting out. I looked at plus size specifically because I do believe that plus-size women have been left out quite a lot in the design and fashion space. However, given the trends this year, next year I'll look at, you know, sort of doing a broader range. There's a stick there. People are saying, but I also need supportive swimwear as a, you know, 32, a size 32 lady.
So what current size, what sizes do you currently cover?
So the current sizes are 36C to 46H.
Sure.
You know, the uptake has really been good. People are excited about it. There's nothing like this in the market. and I've looked far and wide.
Yeah. I mean, it's such, I guess, in terms of timing, it couldn't have come at a better time when the country also opens up in terms of level one lockdown. And so we are all looking for some kind of relief, some kind of, you know, holiday, you know, and this all happens at, I think, the perfect time. But talk to me then, Dumi, about your plans for House of Zuri, because it seems to me that you're talking about a market that is underserved in terms of clothing that isn't just functional, but actually really looks good.
Mm. So the plans that I've got, so I mean, I know you looked at my page and you saw that I've got positive affirmation t-shirts.
Sure.
As an investment banker, very big on life coaching, etc. And I saw the power of words. And for me, it was how do I share this power of words with people? And that's how the statement t-shirts came to life. Mm. You know, words change, you know, sort of your outlook on life. And it was what punchy, strong words. What is your superpower? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Those type of questions to ask people, what is your purpose? What is your passion? You know, and to start conversations around those particular things. And in the future, I envisage getting sort of a dress line. I am an edgy dresser, so I wear the boots, you know, a short dress.
Sure.
And I find that in the market, you don't find a lot of that for plus-size women.
Absolutely.
You find longer dresses, you know, very stereotypical. And there are a lot of people that are funky, that are edgy, that I do think my line will cater for.
Dumi Setsedi, absolutely love your work, love the energy. The brand is called House of Zuri, that's Zhuri. You can, of course, find them online.